season.
Brian, the Bills in 28 again are one of the more intriguing picks down the back end of this, you know, particularly since the Stephon Diggs trade. Diggs is gone, Gabe Davis is gone. Not a lot of weapons for Josh Allen to look to right now. Obviously, James Cook was a real standout for them and certainly seemed to be more of a fit to what the new offensive coordinator wanted to do than Stephon Diggs towards the back end of last season, who really much fell out of favor there and didn't see the same level of targets in the offense, and Dalton Kincaid. So a lot of people have them going wide receiver. Some people speculating that they may actually look to trade up from this position. In fact, if you look at what the mock drafts are saying, CBS have them trading with Carolina. They see Carolina looking to go for Xavier Worthy. Bleacher Report have Keon Coleman, a wide receiver, Florida State. Ringer have Adonai Mitchell, a guy we've mentioned again before, wide receiver, Texas. ESPN have Brian Thomas, another one of those guys who's getting a lot of love lately. Brian Thomas and Adonai Mitchell seem to be the kind of late rising wide receivers who, you know, initially kind of were projected second round. A lot of people may be wondering, are they going back end of the first round? Given how many wide receiver needy teams there are now, Thomas is an LSU wideout, incidentally. NFL Network see them going a slightly different way. They're the only one of the mock drafts we looked at saying they'll go for the defensive side of the ball. They see them selecting Cooper DeJean from Iowa. What do you think, Brian?
I think it's a wide receiver. I think that even looking, and you've touched on it there, there's a lot of suggestions that they'll try and move up. They've got 10 picks in this draft, so you could argue they've got the ammunition to get up there. But how far do you have to go? They're all talking top three, obviously, are going to go top 10, and there's a drop-off. That's not to say they won't be productive and good wide receivers in their own right when they get into the league. But maybe they are better off just sitting tight and seeing what comes to them. Because I imagine if they want to get from that position up to early teens, they're probably going to have to give up quite a healthy selection of picks for whoever wants to drop back. Because you've got to bear in mind, whoever's coming back needs to make sure that they're getting an unearthly list of picks. We saw a couple of years ago when the Lions meant all the way up to 12 and the Vikings dropped back and all the Vikings fans were in uproar, but ultimately it probably was the right move for everybody. Whoever's coming back is going to have to be comfortable. I don't see it. I think they'll stick. I do think they'll take a wide receiver. Quinbet, our partner, have odds on all the various different teams and what they're going to do. And I believe they have the Lions 2-5 on. Sorry, they have the Bills 2-5 on to select a wide receiver. That's telling. At this time of the year, as you get closer to the draft, most bookmakers seem to have a really good understanding of what's going to happen. And that, for me, kind of says it all. They will go a wide receiver.
Yeah, Kieran, that seems to be the way everybody's going, with the possible exception of NFL. That's an interesting lean by them in the direction of cornerback. Because if they don't land a good guy in the early stage of the draft, you'd wonder what Josh Allen's going to be doing next year to start the season.
No faith in Mac Collins now.
Turn of the Mac.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, like Brian said, Khalil,
Shakir,
yeah. Him and Mac Collins are not going to carry a team to any kind of success in the AFC East. I'm going to take a slightly different angle. I mean, the Bills called salary cap hell, and then that led to losing, you know, Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer. I actually see him doing some work on secondary and safety. I've got Tyler Newbin from Minnesota. I see them picking him. I see them staying where they are, taking a safety, and just because that's two huge losses at safety. And they've got to address those immediately. And they can't, you know, he's one of the top projected safeties in the draft. There are some good safeties. There's another guy from the USC, I forget right now. But they've got to address that. You know, they have 10 picks that they can address and kind of nitpick through the other positions. But losing those two safeties is going to be huge. They're going to have to address that, you know, early on. And I see them taking him from Minnesota. Tyler Newbin.
No, it's funny how the tide has gone out as far as the commentaries are concerned for the Bills, who've probably been the most consistent team in the NFL over the past three or four seasons and been able to prove season in, season out, they have the quarterback, they have the coach, solid defense, and, you know, if they can get it right in terms of the weapons they put around Josh Allen, they're still one of the most dangerous teams in the NFL. Suddenly they're being knocked out of people's slots as a guaranteed contender, but you know, you draft right and there's no reason why they don't reload and go again.
Absolutely. Look, when you have a quarterback like Josh Allen there, you know, you're always in with a chance. I mean, I grew up, Ryan, the same. For me, it's a wide receiver all day long here. I think you mentioned Xavier Worthy was somebody who's been linked. I don't think they're going to go with him. I think he's a smaller frame and fast player. And I think they, they kind of have that there already. You know, when you have a Curtis Samuel or Shakir are mentioned, they would be more that kind of exciting, kind of fast player. I think you're looking at, you mentioned some names, I think Brian Thomas is probably going to be gone before he gets that far, unless they move up. But I do think Keon Coleman, excuse me, or AD Mitchell are players who potentially could come in, just bigger kind of X-type wide receivers who can be a big target there for Josh Allen. Well, then you'll have Curtis Samuel and Shakur doing that kind of, you know, more gadgety, kind of quicker kind of play. But I think they do. I know Kieran's spot on in terms of they've lost two safeties, and that's a big loss. I just don't see safety going in the first round. I don't think safeties are going to go that high. I think they'll be found. You could be talking, you know, position 40-ish before you see the four safety kind of come off the board. And I think maybe they will address that, but probably later on. I do think wide receiver, you've got Josh Allen. How do you not put as many weapons around him? Because every team has a window, and the Bills, you know, they've made a few changes, so their window is closed.
Yeah, A.D. Mitchell's an interesting one. I saw Bucky Brooks and Cynthia Freeland breaking down some tape on him the other day. As you say, strong guy, makes contested catches, good catch radius. You know, he can get separation downfield. He's the kind of target you think someone with an arm like Josh Allen would very much like to have as part of that wide receiver room.
Absolutely. No, he's a player I really like. I think it's so hard to kind of work out, because we're kind of all focused so much on the big three wide receivers, and then maybe Brian Thomas just after that. You're kind of wondering now, you know, who will take that chance? How far can someone like AD Mitchell fall, who is, as you say, that big target and can be a real safety blanket for a wide receiver or for a quarterback? They can just put it up there and, you know, he'll give them a chance then for that catch to be made. Yeah, it's fascinating. The wide receiver group is really kind of something that keep me eye on this year, because there are some really interesting players there who could go one way or another.
Brian, if we were sitting here this time last year, and as I recall we were talking about the Cardinals saying, well, they're bound to be going for a quarterback in the 2024 draft. Not the case. So we spin the wheel then and see what they're going to do there, because they're rolling with Kyler. CBS has them in their mock draft taking Byron Murphy, D lineman from Texas. Bleacher Report has Zerjan Newton, defensive tackle from Illinois, going there. The Ringer have Kamari Laster, a guy we haven't mentioned thus far, versatile defensive back from Georgia. ESPN has them selecting Darius Robinson, D lineman, Missouri. And Byron Murphy is the NFL's mock draft selection there. Again, D lineman from Texas.
Byron Murphy seems to be the one that keeps getting suggested to the Cardinals. Maybe we should be investing some money with Queen Bet to select him as the player in which they're going to sign. I mean, let's not forget, they're picking up four, and you know, unless they draft Tracer, unless they trade it, ultimately it looks like they're going to take arguably the most attractive wide receiver in the draft in Harrison Jr., Reverend Harrison Jr. So ultimately this is going to come down to what, you know, what they want to do. They want to compliment the team. They need players in a lot of positions. I think ultimately defensively here it's a no-brainer. It's very much, unless someone wants to, like we've seen the Cards last year, you know, where they moved out of the top 10 only to jump back into the top 10. So they aren't opposed with the GM to move around, unless they could be in a prime position for someone to jump up from the second round into the fourth and take a particular player. But to stay where they are, you've reeled off a list of names there, but ultimately I think it's defense, and it's just about which player in particular they like in that position. Best available player in defense for me when it hits the Cards.
Kieran, what do you reckon? Again, the Brian's kind of covered it quite well there in terms of what the area of need is. I mean, this could be an interesting team next year, and you figure, again, you know, stating the bleeding obvious here, every team needs a good draft, but this is a team that, you know, we're lucky with injury last year, and we're competitive without ever really having the firepower to chalk up a meaningful number of wins. But probably has a little bit of upside, you know. You would have said they had a very talent poor roster last year, and they probably played as well as they could have in the circumstances. So there's hope.
There is hope. They're going to need a lot of weapons. I mean, they're losing Hollywood Brown, you know, they got James Conner behind center. But other than that, can anybody really rattle off a lot of, you know, skilled position players with the Cardinals? They're going to have to go. They may have to draft up. I mean, I know they got the pick from the Texans. They may have to go up a little higher too. I know they're further up in the first round, but they may have to do some work. They have 11 picks. They're gonna have to do a lot of work to get some skill players, because they need a wide receiver. They need a strong backup to James Conner at running back. They're another team that needs a strong O lineman. I mean, Arizona need a lot of help across the board. They're pretty paper thin right now. They'll need help all over the place.
Yeah, no, as Kieran says, Cardinals probably one of those ones that you'd be watching for making a move, and you wouldn't be surprised to see them try and move up, because you're probably not getting a WR1 at 27 unless you get lucky. If that's not, where they want to go.
Not at 27, but I think they'll get their blue chip player early on in the draft. And then this second pick then is I agree with Brian. I think you go defense on this. You mentioned Murphy there earlier on. I mean, I think I'm probably higher on this guy than most people. I love this player. I know he's a bit undersized in terms of his height, but he is just a ball of muscle, and he has amazing, like, he has a burst. You know, he's what would you say? He's that three technique who can just, you know, shoot gaps and pressure quarterbacks. And I think he is a player that if he is available, if they don't make any sort of moves, we're obviously predicting that if they stay where they are, I think he would be a great player for them if he is still there at that point, which, as I say, I haven't gone a bit higher, but most mocks will probably have him potentially still there. But yeah, I think defense is the place to go. I know they brought in Bilal Nichols and they brought in Justin Jones. And I mean, look, those guys are nice rotational players to have in there, but you really want to get someone in who can be, you know, that key player going forward. And I think Murphy is one. So I think defense is probably where they'll end up going in that pick.
Brian, the Bucs at 26, if you were thinking that they were going to use this pick to help Baker bake, it seems like you would be mistaken, because the mock draft had them pretty much across the board going for an edge rusher. CBS has them taking Laiatu Latu, should he still be available there, a guy we talked about before from UCLA. But Bleacher Report and ESPN have them going for Chop Robinson. Ringer have them taking Darius Robinson, D lineman from Missouri. And NFL Network, the outlier here is, think if Brian Thomas is available at wide receiver, they'd go with him, presumably to pair with Marvin Harrison, who they're widely expected to take with their number four overall pick from LSU.
And the Cardinals are picking him for O'Connor. We're on the books, but it is a valid point, because wide receiver, it seems to be one that's escaping them. You look at some of the players they had, like Mike Evans had a really effective year last year, but is he going to have the same production, you know, with the new contract? Sometimes these players get the contract, we don't see the same level of play. You know, it was very evident the way he played last year. It was a contract year. He helped, you know, him and Baker built a great relationship. But they've won the offseason, haven't they, Connor? This is what we kept reading during free agency. They brought Baker back, they brought Evans back, they got all the players back on defense, in terms of also, you know, you tag the best player available. It doesn't make the Pro Bowl. It's a mixed bag for me. I could see why the Bucs need help on offense. I can see why they need defense. I say defense. Clyde Kansi really came on in the second part of last season.
And Shaq Barrett's gone as well.
Yeah, Shaq Barrett's moved on as well. Gone to Miami. So that's a nice signing for Miami. Bear in mind the position they were in terms of trying to get players in. But, you know, I think defense, I think you try to kind of bring the average age of this defense down. We spoke about it last year, kind of, you recall, when we were doing our kind of preseason picks. Not a lot of people gave the Bucs a lot of chances last year, but we did suggest that, by and large, a lot of players from that Super Bowl winning team are still there defensively, but they're all aging. They need to reduce the average age.
They'd make the playoffs. I said they were. They still had the talent. One of the few things I did get right.
Really? Okay. I still have the picks. I said, no, I'm joking. No, but like, yeah, they got to bring the average age of this defense down. Like, if you saw the second half, see, Clojic Hans came on. That's the kind of thing I think. If you can get a player in, compliment his play, put him on the other side, potentially on defense from seven, put pressure on the quarterback. Defense for me.
Yeah, so everybody's chasing the Falcons is the way it looks in the South this year, Kieran. In as much as you can say that with much enthusiasm, but it does look like it's defense where the Bucs will need to invest.
Yeah, I can see that. You know, I can see edge. I can see some linebacker stuff going on there. I actually see I see O line too. I think this is when the O-line kind of come into play with, you know, starting at 26 and moving further up. I like J.C. Latham out of Bama. Big, strong tackle. You know, somebody to protect Rashad White. And then you got, you know, Godwin out there making plays too. I don't want to say it's over already, but I mean, it's a weak division. I mean, Tampa just need to maintain. They just need to do what they did last year. Just tread water, basically. You know, coast to a nice 11-6 record. bolster up. I see them taking either Latham or even Fashanu from Penn State. I see the O-lineman for that spot.
Noel, do you see them taking an edge rusher to put some manners on Kirk Cousins?
Well, yeah. No, I definitely could see, as you say, Shaq Barrett is gone, so you could see edge coming in there. But me, I look at the loss of Carlton Davis at cornerback, and they haven't brought anyone in to replace him. And I think at that spot they're in there, they could find a decent cornerback at some point in the draft. So maybe that's somewhere they look at. You know, the boys have made good arguments for different points, but I do see a defense, and I do kind of narrow it down to a cornerback or an edge. So they've lost two players or a player in each position there, big players. And, you know, I think they're in a position where they could find someone productive to come in and replace each of those guys.
Yeah, indeed. Brian, our next team is the Packers, rather, picking at 25. In fact, you know, I guess we can draw a line under our first segment of the evening and go into the second half